Having a dog in the family is nothing new to me. I had one when I was a kid, we had another one when our kids were little, and now we have an eight-week-old golden retriever puppy named Ziggy. In this episode of the I Can't See You podcast, I'll tell you the challenges I face while caring for him.
From Studio C, welcome to the I Can't See You podcast with David. He can't see, but he's got a lot to say and a face for radio.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 108 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. I really appreciate you joining me for today's episode. I hope you're doing well, and I hope the year is continuing to go well for you. I have a couple of things to talk about in this episode. Again, going to try and keep it a little shorter than I have been over the past few months. So let's see if I can keep to it, and let's get started. A couple of things to start off with, a couple of short items. As I am recording this on the evening of the 13th of January, and the episode drops, of course, on the 14th of January, tomorrow is settlement. The 14th of January is settlement for our condo in Swarthmore. If all goes well, by the time you listen to this, we will not own a condo in Swarthmore, which would be great because, you know, obviously we own a house 0.3 mile away, so we don't need the condo also. And we spent a lot of money to get it ready for sale. So fingers crossed that that goes well. We actually signed the papers on Friday. And it's something I think that they've been doing because of COVID, where settlements are not with the buyer and seller in the same room, meaning one signs one day, one signs another day. When we bought the house, we actually signed in the kitchen of the house, and the sellers had already signed everything that they needed to, and settlement went very quick when we bought the house. We actually spent more time signing the papers to sell the condo than we did to buy this house. So fingers crossed for us that that gets done. Another thing, and I'm interested to see how this goes, I mentioned often about fantasy football. Well, hockey season starts today, and I'm doing fantasy hockey. If you are a fan of the New York Rangers, I have one of your guys on my team and picked him in the first round. Perrinen, I believe his name is. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. I'm a little weak on the hockey folk. I haven't really been. I went to a game last year. Liz and I went, but it's not like football. It's not like I knew everything. It's also not like there's as much stuff out there as there is for football, as far as cheat sheets go and things like that. So he was the best guy at the position that I was drafting in, the fifth position. He was actually ranked on NHL.com, was actually ranked fourth overall, so I thought I was getting a steal. I mean, it really doesn't matter because, as I've told you before, no matter who I pick in the first round of a draft, he's doomed. And as I told a friend of mine, actually, it might have been Superfan Dan, over under for him suffering a career threatening and season ending injury. I think I said 14 games. So let's see how that holds true. Maybe I'll get surprised and the guy will have a great year. But I did get a couple of flyers. You know, again, I'm in suburban Philadelphia. I got Sean Couturier and Provorov, the defenseman. I also got a guy who is from the area, from South Jersey, who plays, I think he plays for the Flames. I don't remember now. Maybe he played for the Flames, Johnny Gaudreau. So I'm kind of happy. I was kind of excited to see him around because I had heard of him. And of course, I got some other guys that I heard of, and I didn't get Sidney Crosby, which I was happy because I wouldn't have taken him anyway. So we'll see how that goes. It'll also be interesting to see. Obviously, there's not the same number of all the same people aren't there that did the all blind fantasy football. Nick, who is the Canadian who has won 4 out of the 5 years of the blind fantasy football, is participating. So hopefully some American can beat him since he always wins the football. But I will let you know. I just don't know how much fun it will be since there's constant games and, you know, multiple games per week for the same team. And I just don't know how it's going to go. And it's been a while since I did fantasy hockey, but I thought it'd be fun to do. And so I'm giving it a go again. I played years ago, and I kind of think it was in Superfan Dan's league. So that was fun. And I know I did basketball one year when I think there was a hockey strike. I'm going back away there. This is probably 20 years ago. So we'll see how that goes and how much fun it is. And again, there's not the payoff that I got as I got in the football with all the money that was basically thrown at us by Verizon Media and Yahoo, who Verizon Media owns, you know, to do the case study that Kasaya did. And so I'm interested to see if it's as fun and as... there was just a group, the group of folks that were in it. Everybody, you know, there was a lot of chatter in the forum. It just was a great football season. And again, my team was terrible. I ended up winning only 6 games total. But it was still fun. There was just something about it that was fun. And again, it could have been the money, but I think it was more than that. And I guess we'll only know next season when there's not all that money thrown at us, you know, to do all that stuff. So we'll see how that goes. But again, the cool thing is that it's accessible. There's so many times that I try to do something on my phone. The WSFS app for our bank is one example. It just is not 100% accessible. It's accessible to a degree, but I just can't. There are some things that you can't do with VoiceOver on, and it's just so frustrating. And that's one great thing about the Yahoo Fantasy Sports app, that you can do everything that you need to do right on the app. It's all accessible. It might not be laid out like the website is laid out, for example, but it is accessible and you can do what you need to on it. You get everything done. That's not every app, and it's sad because it's a good chunk of apps that, you know, you get excited to use or you need to use, and then they just don't come through. So I'll let you know how the hockey goes. I won't be updating every week, I don't think, like I was in the football. The football was just a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed playing it this year, and hopefully the hockey will be the same. It'll be nice to get back into hockey. I used to go to the Flyers games. Over a 10 or 12 year stretch, I probably went to, you know, 25, 30 games a year. I think they play 41 home games during a regular season. And playoffs or more, you know, you add more depending on how deep they go. I know I was well over 40 one year, and that might have been the year the Flyers had gone to the Cup Finals, I guess, 97. But it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed going. I went a lot of times with my friend Mark. I went with my friend Chris Doherty, who I know I've mentioned a few times here. My friend Alex. I know I went with a lot. I went with, you know, took the kids down every once in a while. Jane loved it more than Jacob, I think. And we only had 2 seats, so one would go. And it was always, you know, Liz would drop, you know, whichever kid it was and me off and then pick us up. It was before I was, I guess it was all before I was using the white cane. And I wasn't comfortable really going places on my own. And so, you know, that's how I did things. If I had to go someplace, Liz usually took me. So we'll see how that goes. Looking forward to hockey season to keep some sort of distraction from all the other nonsense that's going on in the world. So hopefully that pans out. And, you know, the one thing I just can't do is watch. I just can't watch it anymore because it is just the glare from the ice. And I really should just, you know, we have SiriusXM. I could listen to any game I wanted to on there. Either for either home team, or I'm sorry, either team, home or away, you know, they have both feeds usually. So, you know, I should just listen because, you know, it would probably be pretty entertaining, and B would get me back into it and knowing the guys. You know, I know there's not like a red zone for hockey. You know, that would be kind of crazy. I don't know that I'd be able to keep up with that again, because there are, you know, multiple games every night of the week usually. So looking forward to hockey season. The big thing that I wanted to talk about today is to let you know how I'm doing with our new puppy. And, you know, we were so excited to get him. And again, his name is Ziggy. And the backstory on the name is we wanted a Z name. I had picked Ziggy for, and this kind of ties in with the hockey. I had picked Ziggy when Liz was pregnant with Jane back in 97, or actually 96, because she was born the second day of 1997. You know, it was during the high point of me going to games and just following hockey in general. And one of the players that I really liked at the time was Igman Palfy. And there used to be a guy on ESPN, and he may still be on ESPN, I don't know. They had that show, NHL Tonight. Don't know if they still have such a show. And I used to watch that show almost every night. And they had a guy named Bill Pedo who did it. And he would just, when Zygmunt Palfy's score, he would just go, Ziggy, 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 Ziggy. And I just always thought that is just great. And, you know, of course, Liz did not like the name Ziggy. So we came up with these initials, figuring that if we used a Z first name and an I middle name, and, you know, Goldstein is our last name, so, you know, it would be Ziggy. And we came up with a name. And as I think I mentioned a couple of episodes ago, it was going to be Zachary. This is if Jane were a boy. It was going to be Zachary. And fortunately, Jane was a girl, because two doors down from us, the day after Jane was born, the person had twins. And one of the twins' names was Zach. So would have been kind of funny. So his name is Ziggy. Jane's playing it off like it's, yeah, you know, we're David Bowie fans. And I do like David Bowie. And, you know, Ziggy Stardust was one of the things that, you know, oh yeah, it's named after Ziggy Stardust. And I mean, it really isn't. I mean, it's, you know, listen, we're going to brand them that way though. And, you know, once I figure out how to make TikToks without seeing, and like I mentioned, with apps being accessible and not accessible, that is not the most accessible of apps. It is to a degree, and I don't know how far I'm going to get in with it, and may need help from my assistant Jane to make it work. But I know one of the first videos I make is going to be, you know, Ziggy running in from one side of the camera to the other, and the beginning of Ziggy Stardust playing. So we'll see if I can make that happen. Hopefully, fingers crossed that I can. But we brought him home on Sunday. Unlike when we got our first dog when the kids were little, named Zamboni, that should tell you what kind of hockey fans we were at the time. When we got Zamboni, we got to meet the entire litter of puppies. When we put our deposit down, and I think we were the first one to put a deposit down for the males, and maybe that's why. In this case, Ziggy was picked for us, and I have to tell you, so far he has been perfect for us. You know, obviously he's a puppy, and you know, again, as I've mentioned before, if anything goes wrong with him, meaning like he does something bad, it's because of me. It's not because of him. It's because of me, because there are things that I allow him to do that I probably shouldn't. You know, Liz doesn't want him on the furniture, so he won't be sitting on the couch or any of that. But, you know, there are things that, for example, you know, puppies like to bite. And when I was a little kid, and we were visiting my grandmother in Tampa, my uncle and his family had a dog that had puppies. And I just loved being there. It was so awesome. You know, I don't remember how many puppies they had, 6 or 8 puppies. And I just remember I'd sit down on the floor, and I was, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years old. And I'd sit down on the floor, and you know how puppies just bite all their little teeth. You know, they're biting my hands. You know, and a couple of them are biting my legs, and, you know, it's Tampa, so it's warm, you know, and they're, you know, I've got shorts on, and, you know, they're biting my arms, and I just thought it was the greatest thing. They were all just crowded around me, and it was awesome. I absolutely loved it. In fact, a year or two later when I went back, and of course the puppies were now all given away or sold or whatever they did with them, I was disappointed when I went there and there was only like the mother dog and maybe one of the puppies left, which was now a 2-year-old dog, so it wasn't the same. So I think back to that, you know, with Ziggy now, and, you know, he's chewing on my hand and he's biting at my ears. And man, I got to tell you, that really hurts when he bites my ears. I don't let him bite my ears and I don't let him bite my nose, but, you know, I haven't shaved my beard. I haven't trimmed my beard in probably a month. So it's pretty long, you know, maybe 1/2 inch long or so, maybe a little longer. And he loves biting at it. He bites at Jacob's beard. He bites at, you know, everybody else's hair. Jacob's hair is pretty long. Jane's hair is very long because she hasn't been to a salon or had it cut since late February of last year. Liz's hair is pretty long. So, you know, He bites my beard. He bites everybody else's hair. And like I said, sometimes Jacob's beard, but I let him do it because, and it, you know, it doesn't feel great, but it doesn't bother me enough now because his mouth is so wet and full of saliva. You know, my hands are, you know, my skin is getting, my hands are getting chapped badly. So each day I'm putting coconut oil on and, but I just love that. And I just love, you know, his energy. And again, to show you how I do things, I'm the one to, overnight I'm on duty. It's me. So the way things have been working is, Jane stays up, with me. And when I say stays up, she usually falls asleep on the couch while I'm watching the news or something, or a YouTube video after the news. And, you know, we usually take them out, you know, 12, you know, but in the 12 o'clock hour, one day we took them out and, I guess it might've even been last night. We took him out in the 1 o'clock hour because Jane had fallen asleep and we had taken him out, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock. So we've been trying to get him to sleep until the morning, meaning, you know, if we could get till 5, that would be great. And then, you know, Liz is usually downstairs by 5:30, quarter to 6, at which time I then leave from sleeping on the couch to go up to bed for a few hours and then start the day. You know, and that's where the tricky part has been because Jane starts work at 9, Jacob sometimes works at 10, sometimes later. So when Jacob's not working, it's great because if he starts to complain when he's in the crate, you know, Jacob lets him out and plays with him. And I think Jacob has been the one that has been, he wasn't really thrilled about us getting a dog. And I think he really likes them. So it's kind of cool. Everybody's on board with it now, I think, you know, really, really into it. And again, so far he's been perfect for us. He's a bundle of energy. I had him outside today, probably half a dozen to 9 times or so. And, you know, again, because I don't leave him in the crate all day. I let him, you know, I watch him. If he wanders around, I let him wander around. And, he, until tonight, didn't climb the steps to the second floor. And then tonight he finally had the courage to go up there. No, he wouldn't come down. They're fairly steep, the stairs. It's 13 steps to the second level from our main level. And, you know, so he's not great at it. He's 57 days old. So 8 weeks yesterday he was born. The big issue for me, because of my vision issues, is to know when he's gone to the bathroom. You know, I take him out, but I can't always tell whether he's done either. And I noticed today, you know, and sometimes I don't want to say I lose him in the yard, but, you know, we have this white fence. So if he's near the fence, sometimes I can't see him. I try to stay near him, but I don't, you know, I don't want to crowd him. I mean, he likes to run around and play. And I do that with him as well. And, you know, I'll stay outside with him other than, you know, at nighttime, I'll stay outside with him, you know, sometimes half an hour, sometimes longer. You know, it depends on what he's doing. And, you know, if he's just sitting there and, you know, not doing anything, not looking, not sniffing, not trying to bite every leaf that's in our yard and try to find all sorts of, I don't know what's in our yard. you know, I'll bring him back in if that's all he's doing. But if he's running around and having fun, or it was a nice day here today, in the Philadelphia area, mid 40s, the sun was out, it was warm. And, you know, I noticed today because he peed and I could tell that I kind of think I noticed something, that his tail was almost straight up when he was peeing. And I thought, oh, okay, so now I know what to look for. Because unless I was standing next to him and heard it, I couldn't tell. So, you know, that's one thing. And that's one of the reasons why, and I apologize for just hitting the mic. That's one of the reasons that I like to stay out there for a while, because I don't know if he's gone and I want him to try and go. So, you know, there's not an issue once he comes into the house. And he has gone to the bathroom twice in the house. He has peed twice on the rug. We only have one room that has a rug in the house and he peed on it twice. And that's the living room. So, you know, if he's laying around in the kitchen, or he loves this, we have this tile floor in our foyer, and it's maybe 4 feet by 3 feet, but it's this tile and it's very cold. He loves laying on it. And, you know, if he's in there and he pees on the floor, you know, it's okay. You know, whether it's the wood floor and it's you know, it's a laminate. It's not really wood. It looks like wood and feels like wood, but it's, you know, it's plastic with a picture underneath. You know, I'm not too concerned because I knew that was going to happen. And when I, before we got them and I would look at our couches that we had that, you know, we had taken from my mom's place when she moved into the, assisted living, you know, I wanted to get new couches because they're white and they're dirty. You know, my parents bought them, I think in 1995 or something, 96. And now they didn't dirty them. Of course they were fine when we got them and then we dirtied them, you know, but again, they were in a room in my parents' place, you know, when they were in their apartment, that was, you know, it wasn't used maybe more than 30 times in a year. You know, they never sat in there if we went over there or, you know, somebody, you know, some of their other friends went over, they would just either sit at the table or when we would go over, they would be, you know, they had a den in the one apartment and, you know, we would sit in there or sit in with my mom who had a, like a sitting area in the bedroom. So, you know, when I look at these couches, I'm thinking, oh, we should get new couches. And I'm thinking, no, wait, we want to get a dog. So, and already the dog has been eyeing the pillows on the couch and he jumped up and he pulled down a blanket from the couch. So I'm waiting for him to pull down the blanket and then roll himself into it. We'll see how that goes. So I'm hoping, I've been trying to train him to go into the crate and not really complain about it. You know, at nighttime, you know, that's been the biggest issue. So there are some nights that we put him in and he will just complain. And, you know, I didn't know when I was going to record this, and that's why I'm recording it at night, because Jane is still up with him, hopefully up. And, you know, if he complains or, you know, he wants to go out, Jane is there to take him out, and he's not in the crate yet. We usually put him in, you know, 11, 12 o'clock. And then, like I said, hopefully, unless the first night we had him, I think I took him out at like 3 a.m. And then of course, when we came back in, you know, I knew he didn't want to go right back in and I knew he had some energy. I saw him running around. So, you know, I played with him for a little bit, not too rough. And but I let him bite on my, he was biting my hand and my thumbs and my fingers. And, one of the things we did, and one of the things that he likes so much, we got a toy from Target. It's a platypus. It's got a squeaky thing in it, and it's got a roughly feathered tail. Not feathered, but it sounds like a bag of potato chips or whatever when you, you know, so he likes biting on that. But what we did, we bought it probably a couple of months ago when we found out we were going to be getting him, and we sent it to Diane, who is the breeder, and, you know, so the mother could, you know, it would get the mother's scent on it. And so we put that in the cage with him at night in the crate. And, you know, and I think that's helped. He loves it. So we're ordering another one. So I'm interested to see if he likes that one as much, because of course it's not going to have the scent of his mother Maisie on it. But you know, he was playing with that. He was chewing that one night at, you know, 3 a.m, 4 a.m, whatever it was. And then I went to sleep on the couch and Liz came down. She woke me up. I went up to bed. the last couple of days though, because he's slept until like 5, when Liz has come down, I've been, you know, I was playing and I knew she'd be coming down. So I was playing with, I had taken him out and I was playing with him on the living room floor. And I was trying, I realized, you know, today when I was doing it, that maybe I wasn't as quiet as I could have been. Because Jacob's bedroom is right below the living room. So hopefully that wasn't too much of a problem for him. He didn't complain. So to me, at least, so I don't know. I'll have to ask him tomorrow. You know, and again, there are a couple of other things that are an issue because I can't see. his color is almost the same as our carpet in the living room. So I've started to like, not drag my feet, but kind of shuffle my feet when I walk a little bit, when I walk into a spot and I don't know if he's there because I don't want to step on him. And I mean, there are times like this morning when I took him out, yesterday morning when I took him out, he was so full of energy. He was trying to buy my shoelaces as I was taking each step. And I mean, I'm sure there were times that as I'm lifting my foot up to take a step forward, I'm sure he was probably riding my foot as it went up in the air and trying to bite the lace. You know, so I've been afraid that, you know, I'm going to step on him. I haven't been afraid that I'm going to trip over him. But that's been another issue. And of course, the biggest issue inside the house, besides making sure he doesn't tear something to shreds, is making sure he doesn't get into something that he shouldn't have. One of the things that we have, and I know I've mentioned it before, we have a plant that was given to us by Chris and Tom Dougherty and the insurance company that they own. And now both of them died this year. And, you know, Chris was a friend, and Tom was also a great guy, and it was a great insurance company, but, you know, sadly both of them died this year. Meanwhile, I have this plant that they gave to us when, like I said, when Jane was born in 1997. So, you know, the plant is really big, and I'd hate to have to get rid of it, but, you know, he seems to like biting the leaves on it. So, you know, we have to keep an eye on that, and we have to make sure he doesn't get into something like that. I've watched him try to bite the carpet, you know, so trying to keep an eye on him. And, you know, I don't want to be the one to, you know, have to put a leash on him in the house. You know, I'd like him to run around. I want him to be, you know, bouncing all over the place and whatnot. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things that I worry about, is watching him in the house, that he doesn't get into something. And again, just like I said, I've sometimes lost him outside. I know he's in the backyard, but I don't see where he is. There's been times in the house where I haven't been able to see him, and he's been laying down. So, you know, he might have been laying somewhere, and I went to wash something off in the sink, and when I went back to that spot, he wasn't there, and I didn't hear him get up. And, you know, it's easier on when he's on the tile floor or the wooden floor, you know, because you can kind of hear his claws, you know, click clack on the floor. But I, you know, when the water's running, if I'm washing dishes, I don't necessarily hear that. So that's been the biggest thing inside. And, you know, there are obviously some other things that, you know, because I can't see, that, you know, I just, you know, I'll probably never take him on a walk on my own. I never got any response from, you know, from people I've asked as far as, hey, are you visually impaired or blind? And do you take your dog for a walk that's not a guide dog? You know, all dogs can be trained to be guide dogs. I mean, obviously Ziggy is not going to be one of them. He's here for as a pet for, you know, to be buddies with us and, you know, just have as much fun as possible as he wants to have. So, you know, so it's been interesting. We've been watching, one of the students, I don't think she's still a student of Liz's, you know, and it's funny to say students because, you know, Liz teaches preschool and kindergarten. So, I'm not sure she's still at the school, but, they have, or if she is in the school, I don't think she's still in Liz's class. Liz drove by their house one day on her way to school and saw either the mother or the father of this, of this kid playing with the dog, and was amazed at how good the dog was. And I don't know if she messaged her or if she is still at school, if they, you know, they talked at school and asked, hey, how did you train your dog so well? And blah, blah, blah. And it turns out there's a guy on YouTube who used to be a Marine. His name is Nate Schumer, and I'll put a link to his YouTube channel in the show notes. So we've been watching that and trying to do things that he does and learn from him. Today I was trying to teach Ziggy to go into his crate and not feel bad or fear going into the crate. And it seemed like at the end of the day, I did it at two separate sessions throughout the day. And by the second session, he was sitting in there waiting for the treat instead of coming out. So we'll see how it goes once it's time to get him to go in. I know one time last night when Jane put him in, he went in pretty easily, and, you know, he complained a little bit, but then laid down. And, it was just kind of weird what he was doing at some points when he was in the crate. And I keep calling it a crate, but it really is, you know, a cage, and it's got this divider in it. So as he grows, you know, we can make it bigger. If you've ever seen Planet of the Apes, there's one scene, and I think it's in the original, way back in the day, not the newest of the, you know, the series, where they have these at the top of this hill, they have like these monkeys, at, you know, doing this pose with their arms up in the air and their wrists draped over. And, you know, they're kind of, well, Ziggy was holding on the top of the cage with his head, you know, looking down. And it reminded me of that. I don't know what he was trying to get to up above. So it was just kind of weird. So, you know, there was a, they gave a stuffed bear that someone had made for Diane and her family. I don't know specifically for this litter. But again, it had the scent of the mother and the puppies. So, you know, I don't know if that's what he was looking for, if there was just something else up there. So we ended up giving that to him today, and he loves that also. He loves that and the platypus that we had sent over. So it was kind of weird. So we'll have to see how the crate goes tonight. But it's just been a lot of fun. And, you know, I don't remember when Zamboni was little. I don't remember doing all this stuff with him. And I guess part of it is, you know, at the time I still had the video store. So I was still going to work each day, even though I would stay up. Liz and I alternated back then, you know, one would stay with him one night and then one the next, and we'd sleep on the couch in our family room. You know, at that point when we would wake up each day, we wouldn't know if we were coming or going and what we heard on the TV, because we'd leave that on overnight to kind of drown out any other noises of, you know, somebody getting up and going to the bathroom upstairs or whatever. So we've done the same this time with, you know, leaving either the news or something else on. And, you know, it's a different type of house. So, you know, it hasn't been an issue, I don't think, but, maybe tonight we'll try it without that. I just would hate to wake up and sneeze or cough and, you know, scare the bejesus out of the poor dog and then have him up and crying. And it's not that I hate the crying. I don't want him to wake Liz up. You know, Liz, you know, has to be at work. She has, you know, 2 days a week. You know, they're back in classrooms this week after, you know, doing 1 week of remote last week after the holiday break. You know, I don't want her to have a long day and have a terrible night's sleep. So it's been great. And, you know, we're looking forward as he comes along and gets all his shots to, you know, then taking him out for a walk and all that. Obviously with Parvo, you can't do that until 16 weeks or so. But it's been fun. He seems to like the backyard and finds everything that he shouldn't in there. And it's just been fun. And again, you can, on my social channel, at David Benj on Instagram, I've been posting some pics, and I don't know if I posted, I had a video there. I don't know if I put it up or if I just did that at Facebook, at David Benj there as well. Now, I did start one that I haven't really gotten going yet. It's called Ziggy and the Man, and that's both on TikTok and on Instagram. Again, there's nothing there. As of this recording, I don't have anything there, but, you know, I'm pretty sure people on Facebook are going to get tired of me posting pics of the dog and the videos of the dog running around the backyard. Today I took one of them. He loves to roll around in the grass, and it is hysterical. It looks like he's having a seizure. I mean, maybe he is, but he seems to be having fun doing it. So, you know, when something happens and, you know, he hears a funny noise or something, he'll jump up and look around and see what's going on. So it seems like kind of reminds me of there was a scene, I think, in one of the Toy Stories where the family's dog was just running around, bouncing all over the place. It kind of reminds me of that, where, you know, he's flopping around, and it's just kind of funny to watch him. And he really does look like a little stuffed animal. And I know those, as he gets older, that'll go away, and, you know, he'll start looking more like a regular, not fluffy golden retriever that he is. But so far, so good with Ziggy, and we're just all happy, and, you know, it's just been fun so far. So, you know, hopefully we'll get into a routine where I can sleep in a bed for more than a couple hours a night. Although I have to say the couch hasn't been bad, so not too big of a deal there. So if you have any questions, comments, show notes are at icantseeyou.com/109. Remember, I can't see you sounds like a whole sentence, but it is only 7 letters long. icantcu.com/108. I apologize. 108 is the episode number. I said 109 because each week when I start the recording, I make the one for the next week as well, the master. So again, icantcu.com/108. And questions or comments or show ideas, please reach out. ICan'tSeeYouPodcast@gmail.com. ICan'tSeeYouPodcast@gmail.com or call 646-926-6350. You have up to 3 minutes to leave your information, questions, comments, show ideas. Please leave your name and a contact phone number so I can get back to you if I have any more questions. And let me know if it's okay if I use what you said on an upcoming podcast. That would be very cool, and I would enjoy doing that. So again, this has been episode 108 of the I Can't See You podcast. I really appreciate you joining me for today. Again, at David Benj, you can connect on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn. And please, if you have any questions, you can hit me there as well with those. And I hope you're continuing to stay safe. We're in the home stretch there. And maybe by summer, everything will start to really turn the corner. Thanks for listening again, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast. Follow David on Twitter. He is at David Benj.